Okay, you say goodbye, I say hello, goodbye chicken goodbye. Tenders and macaroni cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you on the radio. Don't be late.
Yeah, we will. We'll see you.
Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. All right. So it's the voicemobile at WMFO Medford. And go through this little routine here and try and get things set up. Let's see. Is that CD1? I can't read. Oh, it's not. It's not quite. That looks good. CD1, we got that. And let's see if we can get this one. Nope, not quite. There we go. All right, we're getting better at this. When I come in, I have to rearrange the board a little bit because they have it all on microphones, and of course, I need to have the CDs ready to go. All right, so I'm gonna start off with the Blue Hour since they said goodbye, hello, a little bit. There we go.
Through the Champs-Élysées, conjuring elegance, slender stems on two high heels, stylish commands, tireless wishes. Escape to a faraway place, like butterflies in flight, in the city of light. But I'm not sure of anything, except love. My mind races, where next? I can't miss. Under bruised blue skies, sleepless in Paris. You scratch silken arms, threads tear asunder. I ask you over and
surrender. I lay sleepless in Paris. Wait for the look in your eyes. Confused, I take to the streets. Click and clack on cobblestone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, to make life interesting, I've lost my playlist. We go into this software called Spinatron, and I furiously type in what I'm playing, and all right, maybe it'll let me do this. Edit, play, reopen playlist. Here we go. That might work. Submit. Let's do that. Ah, okay, that worked. So we just heard Eastern Block. Wisdom of the Sands is the name of the song, and it's from a release called Folk Tales from 2007. Before that, we heard Robert Labarre from, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Turkish, Senganjeme, I'm totally massacring it. It's music for the Turkish harp, and the song was Birsari Yilan, a Rumeli composition. Marta Sebastian, before that, Gold, Silver, or Love, on a Kismet release, and Karen Matheson of Capercaillie, Waiting for the Wheel to Turn, a Putumayo Presents, Women of the World, Celtic. And we opened up with Moy Ng, and Wayne Wallace, Sleepless in Paris, from a CD release called The Blue Hour. Here in WMFO in Medford, you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So, let's see. Where do we want to go from here? I think, I wanted to share. I don't know why I lost that last time. I don't want to lose that again. Okay. Israeli winemakers see climate change affects their grapes. Oh, that's not good. So this is off of this wonderful website, Israel 21st Century. Some of you had questions about where I was getting my information the last time I quoted from them. It's a great site. So the cultivation of grapes involves a delicate balance, a delicate dance between exposure to sun and to cold. Hotter summers and shorter winters present new challenges. Of course it does. They have a beautiful picture of the grapes on the vine. Very beautiful. For over 20 years, Israeli boutique wineries have skillfully been bringing back the ancient craft of winemaking to a land that has been has known how to grow and nurture grapevines since antiquity. 50 of at least 250 Israeli boutique wineries are conveniently nestled in the Judean foothills within easy driving distance of both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here, the Ministry of Tourism has developed a wine route meandering through the rolling hills reminiscent of European wine country. Indeed, said Talia Yashuv, an agricultural archaeologist, the tradition of small backyard wine productions in the region can be traced back more than 5,000 years. Pretty interesting. I was showing a beautiful picture of the wineries. So it's no surprise that wineries such as the Bin Nun Winery in Moshav Bin Nun, close to Gat Winery in Kibbutz Harel, and Kadima Winery in Moshav Uriel have found evidence of ancient wine production near their modern-day sites. A large, sophisticated Byzantine-era wine factory in the modern Israeli town of Yavne revealed in October after 2 years of excavations also attests to the importance of the region to winemaking in antiquity. Although the local winemaking industry almost faded out under almost 400 years of rule by the Muslim Ottoman Empire, its revival has brought ingenuity and creativity to the local wine scene. Israel's high-quality kosher and non-kosher wines have gained popularity and won national and international awards. Judean hills have the classic geography and great geology for wine growing, with its limestone terrain and microclimate hills going all the way up to Jerusalem, said Yashuv, whose father, Shuki Yashuv, is among the recent pioneers of winemaking, with his Agur Winery in the, Eila Valley. Climate change and wine. But though the history is there, the environment and climate of the region is being affected by worldwide climate change. Israel's boutique wine growers are learning to adapt to this change, too. Vine growing is an optimistic endeavor, and every period has had its challenges. Climate has always been an issue historically, and so this is also the challenge of today, noted Yashuv. We are trying to think 20 years forward, and we are. It is an issue we have to take into consideration. But looking back, we can be optimistic. Looking at prehistoric and historic times, we can find something to learn in the years ahead. A recent study by researchers from Tel Aviv University, Tel Hai College, and the University of Montpellier in France provided a first detailed reconstruction of the climate in the land of Israel some 10,000 to 20,000 years ago. Fascinating. The researchers believe this information can help in preserving crop variety and in meeting current and future climate challenges. Some of the Judean Hills winemakers spoke to Israel 21st Century about these challenges. So it goes into a lot more detail, but you can go on Israel 21st Century to find out more about it. I think it's a wonderful thing. So, all right. Let's see what we're going to play next. Since I don't have anything ready. That's the fun. Okay, let's go to something from Bertrand Lawrence, La Vie en Bleu, since we're talking about French wineries. I haven't played this in quite a long time. Let's do, let's see, Cru de Bleu. Thank you.
You sure?
Just
out in the blue.
Thank you.
Your secret hand. Tell me, please. Can you put my mind at ease? When you're standing in the spotlight with all the girls around, I was wondering how you do it, how you make that sound, guitar man. Tell me what your secret is. Tell me, please, can you put my mind at ease? Your fingers move so swiftly across those silver strings. It looks so nice and easy. How you make it sing, guitar man? Tell me what your secret is. Tell me, please. Can you put my mind at ease? Guitar man in a guitar jam, playing low, playing slow. Traveling life, that is what we do. We use the whiskey and the wit and the luck to pull us through. You look up to the gray sky, tell yourself it's blue. You look for the familiar when you have to face the new. These days the sun don't rise as much as it goes down. And things look
a little different now that Johnny has left town. The air gets still before the snow, streetlights stand in place. Just once more I'd like to feel a warm wind in my face before the winter settles in and this town gets locked away. I wanna break this quiet, I wanna hear the fiddle play. And these days the sun don't rise as much as